This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. This is Enterprise Biz Bytes on Thursday, April the 6th, 2017. My name is Audrey Raj, and in a rare treat today, I have in the studio with me the one, the only, the queen of enterprise, Frida Liu.
Don't make it so rare. I was here earlier on. Anyway, and we'll be here later. Now, we've got some pretty interesting stories on Biz Bytes today, updates on some apps you use every day, like your Spotify and Facebook. And for all of you looking to ask your boss for more money but have no idea how to or what to say in that dreaded, can I have a pay raise conversation, We may have the solution for you.
I'm looking forward to that one. But we kick off BizBytes today with some good news coming out of a KL-based e-commerce startup, ThreeSiety. These guys have just launched their ThreeSiety marketplace at ThreeSiety.com to help individuals create and sell merchandise online. And the timing is perfect too, because the trend is finally picking up here in Malaysia, and selling merchandise online is a big business, especially for those who can't afford their own physical establishment yet.
Yeah, so fashion e-commerce stores and marketplaces have bloomed in Malaysia and across Southeast Asia over the last decade. So it's nice to see these guys, you know, capitalizing on that wave.
Yeah, and in case you've always wondered where BFM gets its cool customized t-shirts done well, now you know we use ThreeSiety sometimes. And they also have a track record of working with brands like Astro on their 2016 blockbuster Hola Bola. Remember that movie?
Yeah.
They also sell their merchandise online, so they've been engaging with some big contracts over the last couple of years.
Okay, so ThreeSiety is basically looking to bring the cost of starting your own merchandise line right down to zero by running without any paywall or upfront or recurring fees. So here's how this works in their own words. ThreeSiety offers sellers an array of customizable products which they can upload their designs onto, or they can leverage the free and easy to use designer tool to create their own designs from fonts and clip art. So each product has a minimum selling price or base price, which the seller can mark up as they wish.
Yeah, and anytime a customer buys a seller's product, ThreeSiety manages the entire fulfillment process, from the ordering process and manufacturing to delivery and customer service. Actually, you know, come to think of it, I can come up with uses for this platform for non-designers and organizations as well. I'm thinking groups, clubs, societies and others that can use the platform to basically sell to and within their community without worrying about things like budget, order quantity, you know, product sizing, actually delivering things and fulfillment. So basically all the stuff that keeps a person from actually getting off the ground in the first place.
Yeah, because a lot of them are like, you know, oh, I want a company t-shirt tomorrow. Mm. You know, they forgot about it to the last minute. So I'm also just thinking of how ThreeSiety can be used as a platform to raise funds. You know, having a middleman platform like this makes it easy to have charity drives by selling t-shirts because you don't have to worry about the personal cost to yourself. And it pretty much takes away the need to unnecessarily mark up the price to make up for the cost of materials. You know, and this is a very interesting thing happening that's happening in the retail space, right? Which we will also be talking about soon.
Yes.
And we just want to tease you a bit. May 15, lock that date. We'll tell you more later.
Of course. And of course, this company also plans to roll out a mobile app later this year that will focus on empowering and driving community engagement between sellers and consumers. It's good. It's really good to see these local guys growing, you know. They recently raised a seed round from Cradle Seed Ventures. This was last year. And now the team aims to raise their Series A round with a solid regional push. So if you're interested in selling your designs or have a bright idea for a t-shirt that you think will sell like hot pisang goreng, check out ThreeSiety.com to get started.
Okay, because we don't do hotcakes, we do pisang goreng, right?
Yes.
Okay, moving on to our second story of the day. Unfortunately, some slightly sour news for anyone using the free version of Spotify, because guess what? You may not get to enjoy new albums for at least 2 weeks if you're not paying Spotify for their service. But 2 weeks lah.
Yeah, just 2 weeks. I wouldn't really say it's a bummer, because I can completely understand the position Spotify is in right now. But yeah, if you're on Spotify free, you might be inclined to fork out that 15 ringgit now for a premium membership. So basically what's happening is Spotify has agreed to a new licensing agreement with Universal Music Group. And as part of the deal, Spotify has agreed to allow new albums from Universal artists to be restricted to just its premium service. But this is only for up to 2 weeks. So pretty much confirming what some people have been anticipating over the last few months, like nothing's going to come for free.
Yeah, and you, from a business standpoint, you can't can't fault Spotify, right? These are rules set up by the record labels. And let's face it, Spotify needs to drive people to sign up for their premium service. Mm. They're not completely barring new albums. They're just delaying it. And by doing so, Spotify will also pay slightly less to UMG in royalty fees. So there's some savings to be had there as well.
Yeah. In a statement by Spotify CEO Daniel Ek, he basically admitted that Spotify couldn't keep releasing albums across its entire service forever. This was always a temporary thing with an expiry date, and the date has finally come. So starting today, Universal artists can choose to release new albums on premium only for 2 weeks, which gives subscribers an earlier chance to explore the complete creative works of these albums, while the singles will be available across Spotify for all their listeners, even the free ones, to enjoy.
And this pretty much marks the end of Spotify's free-for-all era, and I'll tell you why. Now, this agreement with UMG will call for deals to Spotify's other two major label partners, which are Warner Music Group and Sony Music Group, to be revised as well. And you can bet that these deals will match the parameters set in the Spotify-UMG deal, because it's a model that works for everyone, except maybe the free listener. But I guess you can't really complain much if it's free, right?
Yeah, it's really not as bad as it sounds, because what's 2 weeks anyway, right? I think Spotify's 15 ringgit is a small price to pay for the amount of music that you can get on the app. And it's insane. And the quality of sound with the premium fee is significantly better than the free version. And the best part is you don't have to worry about ads. So yeah, I'm not complaining about the fee, but I get why some people may not want to subscribe, and that's fine. And I think, you know, 2 weeks is a very, very reasonable amount of time to wait.
2 weeks is nothing. It's a small price to pay for their music library.
Yeah. We're off to a short music break, but we promise we won't make you wait for 2 weeks like Spotify will. We'll be right back. And when we do come back, news on Facebook and revenge porn. This is Enterprise Biz Bytes, BFM 89.9.
Bring forth money. BFM 89.9.
You're still listening to Enterprise Biz Bytes with Frida and Audrey. You know how sometimes, Frida, you just wish you had that extra dose of motivation right before you go into a job interview or into that dreaded pay raise talk with your boss? Well, that's exactly what Cindy Gallup wants to help you with by using this new Facebook chat bot. So in conjunction with Equal Pay Day, there's actually something called Equal Pay Day, right? You know, in the States, where we ponder on the disturbing fact that it's 2017 now and women are still being paid far less than men all over the world. So Cindy Gallup wants to help women make a, we can't say this word on air, but let's just say a bleep ton of money.
All right. And this is, you know, so for those of you who are unfamiliar about her, Cindy Gallup is the founder and former chair of the U.S. branch of advertising firm Bartle Bogle Haggerty. And she's also the founder of the If We Ran the World and Make Love, Not Porn companies. She's a massive feminist icon. Gallup can be pretty much described as the equal pay lightning rod. And she's teamed up with a whole bunch of people to develop a Facebook chatbot that will help women get the pay they deserve by asking for it like a total boss. Here's a list of Gallup's partners: an ad agency called r/GA, The Muse, which is a career site, Ladies Get Paid, which is a professional community for women, reply.ai, which is a group of chatbot developers, and Payscale, which is a salary tracking firm. And they all came together to create this Facebook bot that will help balance the paying and playing field.
Yeah, so Cindy Gallup says that she gets a lot of women telling her that they wish they had a Cindy app on their phones to give them that boost of inspiration and confidence every day. So Gallup was thrilled when the brilliant team at r/GA came up to her with this idea, because it enables her to scale herself and also help women get that pay rise that they all deserve.
Now, just before I get to how it works, I think it was last year that Iceland women left work, I think, at 2 o'clock because...
2 p.m.
2 p.m. or 3 p.m. because they're not paid equally. So they leave it. All the women got together, left at 3 o'clock just because if we were to be paid equally, we'll be leaving at this time. Or not leaving at this time, you know, that sort of thing. So we'll leave according to what we're paid. A very interesting point here. So anyway, here's how this works. So women looking for some backup when they go to demand a raise, they simply need to log on to Facebook and search for Ask Cindy Gallup. Users should be prepared to dish out some information like their job title, seniority, and location to find out whether they're making more or less than the average salary in their field. And you find out you're making less than, well, as the Gallup bot says, it's good to know the facts, but it's better to make a bleep ton of money.
Yes, it is better to make a bleep ton of money. I don't know how often we're going to get to do this on air. So once you've entered your information, the bot will encourage you to figure out your negotiation strategy and then walk right in with the proper facts, figures, and authority and demand more money either by, and get this, visualizing what a straight white male would do. I guess this bot was optimized for Western countries and majority Caucasian nations, but you can just imagine any straight male or what a female if you want, you know. It doesn't really matter who your boss is. And then you practice how you present these facts and get that pay you deserve.
You know what Gallup says the formula is? Prepare, present your reasons, and get paid a lot.
A lot, yeah. Wise words from Cindy Gallup. All right. When we come back, that story about revenge porn on Facebook. Enterprise BizBytes will be right back after this. BFM 89.9.
Bond frustrates Moneypenny. BFM 89.9.
And we're back. This is Frida and Audrey on Enterprise BizBytes.
You know, I'm still very intrigued about that story with Cindy Gallup, you know, because, you know, we always hear these figures about how women are not paid equally. You know, there's always injustice in all these areas. But here is a really smart woman who've used all her businesses and got into solution mode.
Yeah.
Right? And I think we just applaud her for just getting to solution mode. And you now don't just talk out of thin air. You have facts and figures to back you up as well.
Yes, you know, so she's actually giving you points and guidance and advice on how you can improve your life instead of just telling.
I think we should go on that place, right? And just find out what's it like.
We should go check out that Facebook bot and kind of record like what it says and maybe do a show. And if we could get her, that would be awesome.
All right. Okay.
Okay. On to our final story of the day. Facebook is apparently adding tools to make it easier for users to report so-called revenge porn and to automatically prevent these images from being shared again once they've been banned.
Unless it's been a screenshot. Anyway, revenge porn. Nasty, nasty. If you're wondering what this refers to, well, revenge porn is basically the sharing of sexually explicit images on the internet without the consent of the people depicting the pictures in order to extort or humiliate them. Mm. Now, the practice, of course, disproportionately affects women, right, who are sometimes targeted by former partners.
And this has become a trend of late. And when I say of late, I'm talking about over the past few years, with more people sending their young or sometimes not so young partners explicit photos or videos. And Facebook has been sued in the US and elsewhere by people who said that it should have done more to prevent this practice. Then in 2015, Facebook made it clear that images shared in revenge were forbidden, and they allowed users to report posts as violating the terms of service.
Okay, and to add to these measures, beginning last night, Facebook users from around the world should see an option to report a picture as inappropriate, specifically because it is a nude photo of me. The company also said it was launching an automated process to prevent the repeat sharing of these banned images. They're going to be using a photo matching software to keep the pictures off the core Facebook network as well as off its Instagram and Messenger services. Thank goodness they own all these as well.
Yeah, one shot. And users who share revenge porn may also see their accounts disabled.
Right, that ought to teach you. Now, you know all these measures come after Facebook faced plenty of criticism from users who felt they just weren't doing enough. So last year, the company met representatives from more than 150 women's safety organizations to help them do more.
Yeah, and they've promised that this won't be monitored by bots because that's, you know, because sometimes they're not going to pick everything up, right? Yeah. So a specially trained group of Facebook employees will provide human review of each reported image. And this is key because prosecutors and lawmakers have been crying foul over revenge porn for some time now, saying that the practice has not only ruined careers and families but also led to suicide.
So respect, people, and boundaries. Remember, if you ever get your heart broken, just follow the BFM mantra. This one is, I have to say, Audrey Rajasla. Breathe, forgive, move on.
Yes, and it's time for us to move on, Frida. But before we go, a quick recap of the stories we covered today, beginning with 3Society's newly launched marketplace at 3Society.com. This will help individuals create and sell merchandise online, especially those who can't afford their own physical shops yet.
All right, and then we then spoke about Spotify and a new licensing agreement with Universal Music Group. And as part of the deal, Spotify has agreed to allow new albums from Universal artists to be restricted to its premium service for up to 2 whole weeks. So if you're using the free version of Spotify, you may not get to enjoy new albums for at least 2 weeks only.
Yes, and then we spoke about Cindy Gallup's new Facebook chatbot that will give you a pep talk and some salient points for that negotiation with your boss on increasing your pay.
And our final story, how you can now report revenge porn on Facebook with the social network, then using a photo matching software to keep the pictures off Facebook, Instagram, and FB Messenger.
And remember, all these stories and links to their articles can be found on the Enterprise Biz Bytes podcast page on our website, BFM.my, and the BFM mobile app, of course, available now on the App Store and on Google Play.
And next up is the Breakfast Grill replay, and Julian Ng spoke to Mark Thirlwell, chief economist at Austrade, on the agency's role in representing Australia's trade and economic interests in international markets.
Yes, that's coming up at 12. 12:30 p.m. So that's a wrap for Enterprise Biz Bytes today. From Frida Liu and from myself, Audrey Raj, is wishing you a pleasant working day ahead. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.